Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I keep a tablet or notebook by my chair in my living room, and I jot down topics that I feel will be good for comments. I picked it up Sunday to start thinking about my comment, and lo, there was nothing there. By the time KINS News was over on Monday morning, I had plenty of things to talk about. Who says there's nothing happening around here? At the top of the list is the discovery of the skeletal remains of the man who killed his wife and two daughters over near Reading a while back. What goes around comes around. I hope he had a bleep death. My wife made me say that. I simply can't imagine how a person could kill a spouse and two sweet little girls. At least he saved the state a load of money, no trial or prison. I have some friends and family members out there. They all kept their weapons handy for a while. Good riddance. When it comes to the information highway, I'm still on a dirt road in Arkansas. A computer that used to be the size of a pickup now fits in your hand. Now there are apps. I suppose apps is short for applications, which enlarge the usage of your handheld tool. I just heard that the latest game the computer industry is playing is to say, it's free. Many kids get their parents' credit card numbers. It's free. Then comes the surprise. You have to pay to use them. All my kids and grandkids are on the computer expressway. I have not heard of any misuse, at least not so far. All you parents and grandparents out there know what those kids are capable of and what they might be up to, if not at home, at their friend's house. There is much to talk about all the homeless and other people out there who are probably committing most of the crimes and drug trafficking that is so problematic in and around Eureka, Arcata, and Fortuna. We see their mugshots on TV news. What a lovely bunch of folks. Men with their shaved or close-cut hair, with tattooed bodies and mean stares. The women are just like the men, only with long, scraggly hair and vacant eyes. What to do about them? I don't know. Driving or walking around town is sort of scary. Are they ex-cons? Hang on to your wallet and hide valuables. The Eureka Traffic Safety Commission is looking for ways to help control traffic violations in Eureka. One thing I wrote in about was having trained civilians who could stop violators and give a citation, not a ticket, and let them know that their names are on the list, and if they are stopped by an officer, they will be ticketed. Far-fetched? Maybe. But something needs to be done. How about cameras at the flashing speed signs, with a warning, also made public by the media, that a ticket will be issued for violations? Sunday, I had a person pass me on Harris Street going at least 50 miles an hour, and he was waiting at the light. I am totally blown away, not literally, but figuratively, by the total lack of respect for life by those in the Middle East who send rockets into and having their rocket bases in or very near schools, hospitals, or marketplaces and other civilian areas. Have they no compassion? This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.